And it's good for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're finishing up in Reish Nun Ches. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. For those looking inside, it's on the page Lamed where Reish Nun Ches starts already. So we have the Mishnah Berurah over here in the middle. The Im. Okay, so we're talking about over here taking a cold item and putting it down on top of a hot pot. So I had my soup. It was a hot soup. I put it, I took it off the blech, off the fire. It's on my counter. And I want to take a cold, my cold tzimis I used last night, and put it down on top of it. If it's not covered up, if it's not covered up from with a towel or something, we then there's no problem even on Shabbos taking the cold pot, putting it on top of the hot pot. So if I would take my tzimis and put it down on top of my soup pot, if the tzimis cannot become yatzaledis, then I'm allowed to do that even on Shabbos. There's no atmana, there's no bishul because it's not becoming yatzaledis. If it will become Yatzaledis, we'll see later on in Shin Yud Ches, the Mechaber holds that you're not allowed to do it. If it's a Dove Yavish, it would be a different halacha. But with a Dove Lach, it will become Yatzaledis. The Mechaber holds that it's Bishul, but we're going to get much more into that later on. Kasva Achreinen, Achreinen writes, Asa Likach Kli, Ubataychi Mashkit Zaynan, Velitchai Vaisei B'Shabbos, the Kli Mole Mayim Chamen. So what's the thing over here? I have a pot of hot water, and I have a pitcher of cold, something cold, okay? And I want the pitcher of something cold to get warm. So I take that whole pitcher and I put it inside the hot water. Even if you can't, it won't become yatzaledes. According to these achrayim, this is called atmanim. Since it's completely immersed. So what's the case? The case over here is that I have a, let's go with a bottle of, I have a bottle of soda, right? I want hot soda for whatever reason, warm soda, for whatever reason. So it's closed. I take the warm soda and I completely immerse it into a pot of hot water. Says the Achrayim, that's considered Atmana. The water is covering it, and therefore that is considered Atmana. Aval im cham kol kach sheyavei l'day yatzaledes, but if the water is so hot that my soda, my bottle of soda is now going to become yatzaledes, even if half the bottle is sticking out, that would be problem. Even if I only intend to keep it there for a few minutes because I just want to get the really, it got frozen. I want to get the coldness out of it. I feel hachi also, that would be also penyishka, and I'll explain this outside. Penyishka chiyah yatzaledes, but I might forget about it. I'm told it's Yatzaledis, v'yichzchayiv b'shem evashol, that would ultimately potentially bring me to Bishul. The kamer b'simin shun yudches sif yudel. So the Mishabur over here is sort of bringing them two questions over here. Here, we're talking about Atmana, but some of these shaylas potentially go into a Bishul shayla, which is later in shun yudches. So let's discuss the case and then also discuss how it practically applies to us. So I have a pot of hot water. If I take, and I have a bottle of soda that's froze, and I want it to warm up, right? Because I can't drink it when it's frozen. If I take that bottle of soda and I immerse it into the water where it's completely covered all the way to the top, that would be hatmana. That's problem number one, okay? So I can't do that. Problem number two is now, if I go ahead, and let's say the water in the pot only comes up to halfway up the bottle, so that would not be hatmana since it's not completely enclosing the whole thing, that would not be hatmana. There it would depend. If it's possible for the soda to turn into yatzaledes by, okay, then it would be problematic because potentially I'm doing bishul. And even if I intend just to put it for a few minutes and then take it out, that would not would be a problem because we're concerned you might forget about it. I put the bottle in and then I forget about it. And the whole reason the soda became frozen was because I forgot about it in the freezer. So now I'll forget about it in the water. And therefore, we are chayshes, you potentially run the risk of coming into a iser of bishul, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Now, where is it most commonly nageya to us? Is people who have baby bottles that they need to warm up. So, I mean, it's a sham by the einikluch. They're going to be in your house. and you need to warm up a bottle. So if you take the bottle and you immerse it completely into hot water where the whole bottle is covered up, that would be a problem of hatmana. If you go ahead and you put it into the cup and where it's only halfway up the water, let's say, so there's part of it, so most of the Pazanish and many of the other modern day Peskim say that is not hatmana, since it's only hatmana b'miksa, since it's only covering part of it. Now, we're not talking that you're putting the bottle onto the hot water that's on the fire, because that's obviously would be problematic. But you're taking the hot water and you're putting the bottle into the hot water that's off the fire. Now, if it's not covering the whole bottle, so that's hatmana b'miksa, that's not considered hatmana. The problem is, if the bottle has a chance of turning into Yatzeh Ledes, then you may have an issue. Of course, we're going to get more into that when we get to Bishul later on, but that's where you have a concern. But if the bottle anyway can't become Yatzeh Ledes, then as long as it's not completely immersed and part of the bottle is protruding from the water, that would not be a problem. Okay. That completes
Avrami,
in
Avrami,
the
does
yes.
it matter how much liquid there is in the bottle for it to be fully submerged or not, or is it a din on the bottle itself?
Right, so it's a very interesting question. I'm not 100% sure the answer. I was thinking about that this morning, yesterday when I was looking at it. I think that it has to do with the bottle, not with the level of the milk. I think it has to do with the bottle. As long as part of the bottle is protruding from it, it's not considered. We find the same concept by Atmana, right? So if I wrap a pot around, if I wrap a towel around my pot, right, and it's only half the pot up, we said it's not Atmana, right? But if I wrap the whole pot, it is hatmana. Okay? Not on Shabbos. Hatmana, it's not Maaseh Hevel. But it has nothing to do with how high up in the pot is the food. It happens to be by the bottle. We're thinking about it because the bottle is clear and we see it, right? But lamaisa, I don't. If part of the bottle is sticking out, that's not considered hatmana. At least the way I read it, it doesn't have to do with the level of the food. I was thinking the same question. Okay. Starting with Siman Reish and Tes. So now we're going to move over. We're still continuing and related to Atmanim. We're actually going to get a little bit of an intro to some things, but Benegeya to Muktzah. That's really what we're switching over. We had a while back at the beginning, if I remember correctly, we also touched upon a little bit upon Muktzah. Here we're going to do a little bit more, and then we'll get back to Muktzah later on. Okay. So we talked about in this in the last two semana, we talked about atmana, which is wrapping things up in different things. So the Mechaber says meichen. Now, what is meichen? Explains it over here. Perish kol davar rach, any soft item, kari meichen kagoyim tzemer gefen katan talishe tzemer rach shel behema. You pull off some of the soft wool from the animal, ugridas begadim shave beluyim, these shavings of clothes that were worn out, all these different things that they would sometimes use hatmana. Now, the primary use back then of these items, the primary use was to make begadim. It was not for hatmana. So if I have, and so we have to go with a little bit of an understanding of muktzah for a moment, okay? So if I have in my house, I have a roll of expensive silk that I plan on taking to the tailor to make a dress for my daughter, right? I obviously would generally not use that silk for anything else. I'm not going to use it as a tablecloth. I'm not going to use it as to wrap my pot to keep it warm because it's an expensive piece of silk, and I plan on making a dress on it. That silk, unless becomes muktzah on Shabbos because it's muktzah, machmas, chasaron kis, and I have no intention of using it for anything. So therefore, that silk is muktzah. On Shabbos, I decide I want to take that silk and use it on my table for one time. I can't because it was huktzah, muktzah for my das. It was separated from my das. I'm not allowed to use it. If I want to go ahead and use that silk that I would generally not use for a tablecloth on Shabbos, if I want to be able to on Shabbos morning use it, then before Shabbos, I have to say, at a minimum in my mind, preferably to say it verbally, I have to say, this Shabbos, I am going to use this roll of silk for my tablecloth since it's not something I would normally do. So now, the same thing over here. These items that the Mechaber and the Ramah listed over here are items that I would generally not use for Atmana. And not only would I generally not use it for Atmana, even if I use it for Atmana, after I use it for Atmana, I'm going to go ahead and put it away because I'm going to use it to manufacture material during the week. So, Shetamim derech mikra. I just happened to use it this one time to keep. It was last minute before Shabbos. I needed something to keep my pot hot. I grabbed my bundle of cotton that I was preparing to make the threads out of during this coming week, and I wrapped it around my pot, usal etalplin, you know how to move them, the muksa. So what do I do now? My pot is covered with them. What do I do about it? Elamina kisui, as I take the cover of the pot, I shake it, v'heim and it falls off. The only way I can do this is part of the cover happened to be uncovered, because if part of if part of the cover wasn't uncovered, how did I get to the cover in order to shake off the cotton that's above it? So the only way I can do it was if part of the cover was uncovered. So part of the cover, let's say the knob on top of the cover is uncovered, I grab it and I let the stuff fall off to the side. That is called tiltil she'enzeh, tiltil elamitzidoi. That is only called tiltil from the side. Tiltil menatzad, meaning that it's falling off just because I'm lifting something else and therefore it's falling off, is okay in this case. We'll see a little bit more about that. Okay. V'im what happens if before Shabbos I said, you know, this bundle of cotton is now going to be my hatmana cotton, then no problem. Mutil etalplon, then, or I use the same cotton every week, then they're not muksa because it's hatmana cotton and therefore it's not muksa. The problem in the first case was it's really not meant for hatmana. It's really meant to be used to make clothing. And therefore, when I used it on Shabbos, it's really muktzah, like our case of the roll of silk. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Moichin perish yuvashin, they have to be dry. Because if it's not dry, it's mice of hevel, and therefore you weren't allowed to use it. So we're talking about the kind of stuff that you were allowed to use. Derech mikra, I happen to use it this week. La puke imragal, unless this is the stuff that I use every week to do my atmana. Then nistalik mehem shem muktzah afshalo yichta meferish. Even if I use this bundle of cotton every single week to do my atmana, then I don't have to specifically say this is my I'm using it for atmana because that's what I use it for. But that's habak be'afilu b'shnei pa'am sagil, that if I used it 2 weeks in a row for my atmana or 2 times for atmana, that is sufficient. That would be enough to say that I no longer have it. It's no longer muktzah. Also, Talplin, you're not allowed to move them. The stomach chashuvim, generally they are chashuv, they're valuable. But other makzah daitamehen, he separates his mind for them, and they shall own the last and levadim. It's made to make material out of it. The hay muktzah machmas chasar and kiss, and therefore they are muktzah because of the loss of value that you would have from it. The makbid l'shtamish b'em shah devarim, he's careful not to really use it for other items. And therefore, fill the tum of derech mikri. Even though this week I happen to use it for my atmana, adayim hein oim demaktsasan. In my mind, they're still separated. The ain b'teilum latmana. They don't become batal latmana. Shemiktsasim megula. So as long as the top of the cover is a little bit open, we'll see soon what to do if it's not. Kedei sheyir loy makom pani lechazakisu. You have to have some place that you can grab onto the cover. Kedei shloy yitzdarach l'taltlan. I'm oichel ahead you, because if not, I have to clear it away. That's not tiltum and atzad. That's me moving it. What happens if I dedicated these for my mana? So I never used this cotton before. Now, what? So how do I get out of it? I say, here I have this bundle of cotton. From now on, I'm going to use this for mana. Even if you just did it in your mind, without actually saying with your mouth, it is still sufficient. Okay, we'll stop over here. Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. And thank you for accommodating the change of time.